The representation of holiness was one of the fields where both sculptors developed much of their artistic activity. Saints and holy figures were portrayed as models to be emulated by Christians of the time, both from the past and those who had lived more recently. Regarding the former, both masters aimed to imbue them with an air of supreme dignity, sometimes with grandiloquent poses and garments that in some cases recalled classical traditions. Fernandez and Montañez were responsible for establishing the representative models of the new saints, whose lives and works were tied to the Council of Trent, and who reached sainthood just a few decades later. For example, the image of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, portrayed by the bas-relief sculptor with immense strength and dignity, and by the civilian artist with a profound tendency towards naturalism, aimed in both cases to capture the true likeness of the saint. Fernandez's version belongs to the Royal Parish Church of St. Michael and St. Julian in bas-relief. He is depicted in an open posture, arms extended, showcasing his cape in an elegant manner. In his right hand, he holds the JHS monogram in a radiant circle, and in his left, a representation of a classical church, symbolizing his role as the founder of an order. The unbelted cassock features the typical sharp folds characteristic of the sculptor at the time. The cape, exquisitely carved with thin layers, demonstrates extraordinary technique. Particularly noteworthy is the saint's head, with a gentle expression yet lively and communicative gaze enhanced by glass eyes. Fernandez's naturalism stands out in the detailed depiction of wrinkles and veins, especially on the temples, which are not seen in other sculptures of this saint. Martínez Montañez, on the other hand, only sculpted the head and hands of this originally dressable piece, which comes from the Church of the Annunciation at the University of Seville. In the 19th century, it was adorned with glued fabrics. The polychromy was executed by Francisco Pacheco. Documentation from the commission, which was initiated immediately after the saint's beatification, states, "It was entrusted to a skilled and renowned sculptor. The piece was fully carved, in full relief, naturalistic, well composed, with a grave yet pleasant countenance that inspires devotion and respect in the viewer. The image imitated the features and posture attributed to the saint, including his baldness, nose, beard, and other details. It was agreed to dress him in a black velvet cape and cassock in the style of his religious habit, with a rosary at his side and an elaborately crafted aizus in silver and gold, which he holds in his right hand as if looking into a mirror." Both artists also focused on Saint Francis of Assisi. Gregorio Fernandez's representation of the saint belongs to the parish church of Santo Domingo de Silos in Arevalo, Avila. Fernandez omits the stigmata on his side, a notable symbol of his wounds, at a time of intense debate between Franciscans and Dominicans on this issue. Montañez, however, depicted Francis according to his official image as a founder, dramatically holding up a crucifix to which he directs his transparent and tender gaze. He is dressed in the iconic earthy wool habit, symbolizing the ashes of the tomb, tied with a hemp cord, featuring three knots that signify the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. The head reveals captivating beauty with exceptional artistic quality evident in the meticulous carving of the beard and hair, as well as in the characteristic modelling of the eyelids and eyebrows, producing a soft, undulating surface with a blend of concave and convex forms. The images of the Holy Johns was also addressed by both masters. Gregorio Fernandez carved both figures to preside over the main altarpiece of the Church of the Holy Johns in Nava del Rey, bas-relief. Saint John the Baptist, the last prophet and first martyr, is depicted wearing a purple cloak draped over his left shoulder and the traditional camel skin revealing his right shoulder. One hand holds a long cross, while the other points to the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, as John proclaimed Christ. Saint John the Evangelist, youthful, blonde and beardless, blesses a chalice from which a small dragon emerges, symbolizing poison. The voluminous cloak enveloping the sculpture is particularly striking, generating the bold folds so characteristic of Fernandez. Martínez Montañés sculpted the Holy John's for the main chapel of the monastery of San Isidoro del Campo in Sante Ponce, Seville. The Baptist is portrayed at the age of 30 in the Judean desert, pointing to the Lamb of God. He wears a camel-skin tunic and displays a captivating face that would become the standard prototype for the saint, repeated endlessly in the future, with the only variation being the tousling of the hairlock falling over his forehead. The red cloak is a concession to Pacheco's suggestions, which proposed dressing him in this garment for ornamentation and as a symbol of his glorious martyrdom. Beside him stands the Apostle Saint John, sharing the same gaze, posture and size. He wears a white tunic for purity and a red cloak for martyrdom. The chalice he holds refers to the miracle in which he exorcises the poison it contained, avoiding death. The polychromy illuminated them with vibrant colours featuring floral patterns that adorned the cloaks, imitating the luxurious textiles sold by merchants on Seville's Calle Francos.